Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Lamed Beis. So now Yeshaya HaNavi returns his attention to Sancheirev and says, Lochein ko amar Hashem el melech Ashur. So the following is what God says to or about the king of Ashur, Lo yavo el ha'ir hazos. After all of that effort, after your incredible arrogance and boasting how easily you were going to take Jerusalem, you are not going to come upon this city. You're not even going to enter it. You're not even going to get inside. V'lo yoresh sham chet, and you won't even shoot an arrow against Jerusalem. So it's going to take a real miracle in order to get Sancheirev out of the way to the point where he doesn't open fire on the city. But of course, that's exactly what's going to happen. V'lo yikadmeno mogein, you will not even approach it with the shield. V'lo yishpoch aleha solala, and he will not throw a mound upon it. Normally, mounds of earth besieging armies pile next to the wall so that it will be easier for them to get to the top and climb over the wall. Solala, some say, is a catapult where you throw stones at the wall to break it down so you won't bombard it with a catapult. You're not going to be able to get through. You're not even going to be able to get close, says the Navi. Which, of course, is the whole point of the siege, was leading up to this great climax, and you're not even going to reach it. You're not even going to get there. Lamed Gimel Baderech Asher Yavo Va Yashuv. On the same road that you used to get here, by that same road he shall return. It's a third person. Ve'lohir Azos Lo Yavon Hashem. And to this city, he will not come, says God, repeating himself. So what we're seeing here are two statements about not coming upon the city. One, because Hashem is protecting it for the honor of his own name. But two, as we're going to see in the next pasuk, Hashem is also protecting the honor and the kingdom of David HaMelech. Lamed Dalet v'gano si el ha'ir hazos lahoshia. I will protect this city, v'gano si. Maybe like a gun that you put a fence around it. I am going to protect this city to save it. Lema'ani, for my own sake, for my own covet, that Chizkiyah Davin was being attacked by the Chutzpedik Sancheirev, but also Ulama'an David Abdi. Also for the sake of David my servant, for the sake of Malchus Beis David that I swore would going to remain as long as David and his descendants remained faithful, he told Shlomo HaMelech. They would be protected and their kingdom would never be defeated. So because of that, that is going to continue. So Sancheirev along the way defeated the kingdoms he had intended to defeat, Cush and Mitzrayim. He was laden with spoils. Remember that he left the siege of Yerushalayim for a while before coming back. His fortune tellers, the Medrash tells us, told him to attack immediately. And they said, today is the last day that you'll be able to conquer Yerushalayim. Many years ago, this day, David, Chizkiyah's ancestor, incurred guilt by causing indirectly the deaths of the Kohane Nov, Ir HaKohanim. And Hashem decreed that his descendants would be liable for punishment for a certain number of years. But apparently, this was the day where that decree would expire. Now, Sancheirev and his army, the Medrash tells us, were 10 days away from Yerushalayim at this point. But in Yeshaya, we learn that they covered a 10-day distance in only one day. So there seemed to be miracles on their side. Passing through 10 different cities until they got to the mountain overlooking Yerushalayim. And Sanherib, it says, had mats piled up so he could stand on them and view the whole city. And he saw that the city wasn't that large. He saw it was small. He said, is this the city that I mustered this great army for? I conquered the whole country just to get here? It's smaller and weaker than the other cities and nations I conquered. And his advisors said, attack now. And he refused. He said, we're tired. We took a long schlep. Let's take a rest. And tomorrow we're going to demolish everything. So according to Chazal, he had a chance to finish everything off, but he didn't do it. He lost his willpower at the last minute, and his overweening pride made him think that he had all the time in the world, which of course was not true. Now, we're going to see that when Sanherib goes home in defeat, he's going to still claim victory. And he's going to have, we'll probably talk about this in an upcoming future moment, he had engraved and inscribed in his walls back in Assyria, I have penned up the king of Judah like a bird in a cage. I have penned up Chizkiah like a bird in a cage. He said in his own PR. But unfortunately, that's cold comfort considering what's about to happen to him. So in the next couple of psukim, we're going to see the great, incredible miracle by which God saves Yerushalayim. And the Jews became convinced that the city would never fall if something like this could happen to save the Jewish people.